On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Majuba official say urgent action is needed to deal with the exploitation of foreign nationals for cheap labour. A group of more than 200 undocumented migrants was nabbed at four textile factories owned by Chinese entities in Newcastle last week. During their raid, police found people aged between 18 and 51 years working inside the warehouses. At least 260 undocumented foreign nationals are due to face charges in a Newcastle court today. District Municipal Mayor Ndabuko Zulu.
The whole gist of these companies employing foreign nationals, it's because they know that they don't have any rights, they cannot complain to the Department of Labour and so forth. So they're being used basically as cheap labour.
The owners of the factories are facing charges of breaching immigration rules. Zulu's call for a stricter enforcement of labour laws.
We have to enforce the laws of this country and to do proper oversight and monitoring of these places so that we curb all these problems that we are seeing in our country. So it is up to the leadership of this country to make sure that they do what they need to do.
A boy has drowned at a beach in Richards Bay. The NSRI's Craig Lambanon says Mhlatuze lifeguards began searching for the teen after he was reported missing while swimming in the Bay Hall area in the afternoon.
Police divers scuba dived on the search area where police divers located and recovered the body of the missing teenager. The body of the teenager has been taken into the care of Government Health Forensic Pathology Services. Police have opened an inquest docket.
Meanwhile, a four-year-old boy has lost his life in a crash in the Blithedale area, also on the north coast. While the circumstances surrounding the collision aren't known, the vehicle, which was carrying 12 passengers, is said to have overturned on the R74 in the afternoon. An analyst says South Africa needs to step up and be proactive in its campaign against gender-based violence. The comment by Stellenbosch University's Professor Amanda Goos comes ahead of the launch of the 16 Days of Activism campaign today. She says the problem can't be fixed in 16 days, neither can it be ignored throughout the rest of the year. Goos says there seems to always be a knee-jerk response when tragedy strikes.
The government, you know, using money to organize all kinds of events, but it doesn't really have any impact. So, and then for the rest of the year, we forget about the problem. You know, what I think is that we really need to work preventatively in the sense that we, you know, all measures that are taken is always after the fact, after somebody has been killed or after somebody's been raped.
And an activist has called on the Education Department to assist over 900 matric candidates who sat for Geography Paper 2 last week. It's understood that students from private schools were given a version of the paper to write that still had errors. The SA Comprehensive Assessment Institute says the person responsible for providing the final version of the paper to the printers accidentally submitted the wrong copy. The inaccuracies were worth 79 marks. The learners were forced to remain in their exam centres while the correct exam paper was printed. Education activist Hendrik Makaneta.
The exams are very critical to determine future opportunities for our learners. It is very much important that the Department of Basic Education conducts a very thorough investigation into the matter and ensure that urgent and effective steps are taken to mitigate the impact on the affected learners.
On the weather front, we've got a high of 31 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay and Maritzburg 38. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And then coming up in your sports at 7:30, Common Radio, Darren Moore, I have to do this. At 7:30, we're going to be chatting to the champions. We're going to be chatting to Makesi FC coach Clint Lawson. He's going to be joining us. He's onto the call. He's onto the call and 7:30. Just be nice.
Say
congrats to the guy.
Congrats to the guy.
Yeah, I'll do that, but I think it sounds better coming from someone.
No,
fans.
I think it's a sports interview to be done by the sports guy.
Clinton Lawson.
Yeah, I need to make coffee.